to be up quite that loud. What class is this? Okay, and then the other one's next.
Sure is wet. Are you sure?
Should have seen when I came this morning. Okay, you may be standing. Dress up. Ho, 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 ho. Ready? Ho, 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 ho. Thank you. IBM.
Where did I just leave off?
Now we're going to go to Now go na like that.
Screaming up here where you did last time, you know. Na, from down there, ready? Stick the chord off. Thank you. Careful of the sound. Tenor, by yourself. What's your note? There's two notes and a tenor. Who's right? Who knows he's right? Does anybody know they're right? Tell me. Are you saying these two notes? Well, sort of, those two notes. It's kind of a combination of those two notes and these two notes, actually. But the notes I gave were... Right? Not... That's the soprano note. You get this note. Tenor, sing off. Now, don't lose that pitch in your mind, or the relationship between it and the bass and it and the alto. Hear the relationship. Sing it, the exercise. Man could throw his shoulder out of joint. Respond. Bass, sing ah. Okay, don't force it on. Open up to sing it, not ah. Tightening up to get down to it, you'll end up sharp. Just open up. Oops. Ready? No.
No.
That was a G, sopranos. Are you screaming, sopranos? Okay. We talked last week, about breath support. How to take a breath, how to take a reserve breath, how to take a replenishment breath. And I alluded to the fact that most ladies, and probably a lot of men, release breath, too much of it, until they feel comfortable. I talked about how your lungs
naturally will throw too much air off so that you don't hyperventilate. It is a natural response mechanism in your body. And it is important to realize that so that you consciously override it. Right? Well, that thing's loud, isn't it? It's ringing, isn't it? Turn it down just a hair, would you please? So, we're going to work today a little bit about releasing tone or air gradually, or gradually, depending on where you're from. How to release tone without releasing support. Excuse me. That's not what I wanted to say. Oh, how to send the breath out. And then we're going to work on how to release the tone without releasing the support. Many people have this bad habit too, where they sing a tone and they maintain support until the very end, and then they release support as they end the tone, which results in things like oh, hear the difference? And usually what happens is the jaw releases too, so you get oh, in, ah, ain, right? And I, this is release of support. And the tone, what happens chorally, is energy totally dissipates from the tone, and you can't hear it past 4 feet in front of you. Thanks, Bob. So we're going to talk about how to do that. The idea is support is maintained constantly through a piece of music. If you do not maintain support, you cannot properly articulate consonants, because the articulation of consonants is dependent upon proper breath support, as well as energetic facial muscles, as Popeye would say. So, let's talk about how to take a breath, big breath, and then sing a long tone without releasing too much breath. If you will all stand, please, and if someone would go to the piano other than myself, I would deeply appreciate it. Joanne, possibly you would like to play first this morning. Oops, here comes Rob. Rob, let Joanne play this morning. You had to play last time. Go ahead, Joanne. You're on. Give us an octave G. We're going to sing this tone, everybody. Everyone's going to take a big breath and then sing ah. Ready? Ah. We're going to sing it together. Right? If you run out before we quit, don't sing again, but just run out. Okay? Again, the octave. This time we're going to sing it forte. Ready? You know what you're doing? You're supporting, and you're ruining my example. Now, the reason is to sing it forte is much easier than to sing it pianissimo. The reason is because you naturally will support a forte tone quicker than you will support a soft sound. Soft is harder to sing than loud. Did you know that? Because it takes more breath support to sing soft than it does to sing loud, right? Especially to sing in tune soft, right? Well, that's very good. Most of you don't have the problem. So we'll go on and talk about the next segment. And that is, you may remain standing, I guess, how to release a tone without releasing support. And that is this. You maintain the support and you just stop singing. Give us that octave G again. Sing ah. Ah. Don't close your mouth. Just keep your mouth open. Ah. Now, that's pretty good. Let me hear one row at a time. In the front row, ladies. When anything happened to me, I was asked to sing in a wedding, and I was asked to sing, what's that song Keith used to sing? No. What? Jesus, You're the Fairest. How's it end? Holy Trinity. And I was up there in the stratus, an E flat or an F or some ridiculous nutso note. And here I was up there, and I got it started. And I had, you know, the bum da 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 da, bum da 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 da, bum da 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 da, to go through while I held this tone. And I got to singing this note, and a group of music ministry were out there that had been there. And I noticed Sandy Willis, and I wanted so desperately at that moment to ask her, how do you stop this tone once it started? All eternity. You know, you put a cork in it, you go, tee. You know, just let go with your muscles, or how do you stop? And so I asked her after the fact. I said, how do you stop? All of a sudden, I don't know why it hit me. I know how to stop a tone. I've known how to stop a tone for years. 15 years. Or longer. 17 years. And all of a sudden, it struck me, here I am on an F, and I don't know how to stop it, because it's a vowel. There's no, you know, eat, or something like that to stop with, which is much easier than eat, you know, and come in sounding like Tarzan flying off into the distance or something. You want to end up with some sense of class when you're done. And so I asked her, and she answered me very simply, you just stop singing. And I said, that's easy for you to say. You weren't up there, turning red, having 26 measures of F to sing. You know, but that's the truth. You just stop singing, but you don't stop supporting. You just stop singing. Let's take any old tone. You still there, Joanne? Come on back. And we'll take some more tone. Take an E flat. Octave E flat, sing oh. Oh. Good. Oh again. Oh. Very good. Sing E. E. Just a minute. E. Now we do have interesting vowel shapes in the gentleman, don't we? Just the ladies. Okay, let's take just the front row, gentlemen. Ah.
Very good, Mr. Taylor. Everyone sing with.
swallowed.
Do you hear it?
Can you feel it?
Who
swallowed? Egg. Okay, you do that pretty good. That isn't a problem to you. Now, where it does become a problem is when you have more than one note and one syllable to sing. Whole phrases to sing. That becomes a problem. Because at the end of the phrase, the tendency is to release support because you're going to take a breath and you desperately need one. Right? And it's also more difficult to sing phrases with proper support. And with clear support from the beginning of the phrase, when you're singing along, you're using a lot of energy. See, with just the exercise of now sing a tone, long, 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 long tone, you won't release the air because you're concentrating on the support. But when you start singing a piece of material that has, you know, stuff going on and long phrase and you're using a lot of energy, and so you're needing to breathe more than you're breathing as far as the number of breaths you take per minute, because you're physically active, the tendency then is to release too much air. So realize that you don't have the problem totally solved at this point. Now, other things that affect tonality. Now, some of you are working real good or trying to work on your vowel shape, and I appreciate that. But we need to talk about the throat and palate, hard palate specifically, and how to shape the area back here to keep from getting a thin tone, but from getting a big, rich, round tone. The difference is ah versus ah. Hear the difference? Chorally, the difference is stupendous. For instance, gentlemen, I'll sing this note. Ding. Give us something really good. Give us the G again. Sing ah. Tone improved 100% by doing that. Now, give us the E flat again. Sing that. Try it again. exercise.
Okay.
With these little exercises, compared to the tone that you had when you walked through the doors first day of class, you have improved immeasurably. Now, how do you make all this nice tone happen in a piece of music? Well, that's very interesting. I'm not certain. But one way is to always sing every vowel the same. In other words, every time you have an E, you sing it consistently the same. And everyone in the room is singing the same E. A, O, U, E, I, A, U, N, U, which is short double O sound. So, let's talk about how to do that. How to do that. Now, for those of you who have had intensive vocal training, you recognize this is a streamlined course you're getting. But, if applied to choral music, and there's enough people in this class what can sing, the improved tonality of a choral ensemble in a matter of a two-hour rehearsal some evening when you're out there in some church, you can improve their tone 200% and they can hear it and they can feel it. The difficulty that you will run into is a difficulty that I have run into for all these years. Getting people to do it consistently. Right? And that takes work, energy, and patience. A commodity that I have continually sought the Lord for patience. Okay. We've talked lifting the palate, opening your throat. Open it up. Ah, O, E. Now, how do you make those sounds out front? First of all, the facial muscles and the lip muscles are athletic in nature when singing. When you talk, they are lazy. When you sing, they are strenuously active. Remember that. Strenuously active. That you don't just sing, ah. Notice the flaccidness of my lips. Is that a word? Ah. Versus ah. I have them flared into a trumpet shape and contracted so that they feel like you know, like you're doing isometrics. Instead of e, instead of oh, the lips are active. The facial muscles are active. See, they're not just tense, but they're where they belong. They're set in position. Because when you come now then to sing consonants, these muscles have to be very quick, precise, active, and very intense. See? And so you t, sing a T or M, sing an M, ma, not just ma. There's no sound. Ma. Energize the M and come out then with your shape and the tone just right. Ma. What tone am I on? I'm in between. What am I in between?
E and E
flat. Let's take E flat. Sing ma. Ready? Ma. Energy here. What I tell some individuals who tend to have wide, thin tone is that your face should feel like you were the last one into the elevator, you turned around, and the door is closed. Like this. And your lips are stuck between the elevator doors. Right? And so instead of saying, ah, now Lynette, you sing like this. Ah, big wide, get a baseball through her mouth. Now that's good. Her mouth is open. Tone is coming out. But the shape has to come around like this. An ellipse, or an oval, an egg, oh. Not oh, or ah, but oh and ah. See a difference? Vast difference. Everyone just sing a lazy ah. Ah. They're real lazy. You're half step below me. Give us a pitch. Support it, but don't try to sing it without doing the right thing with your lips. Sing it. Now we're going to go from ah and then just put the shape behind it. Ready? Very good. I appreciate that. That's the way to learn. Now, the best way to learn, though, is to go home and view yourself in the mirror. After you're done laughing, then pay attention to what you're doing. Seriously. Everyone should go home and double-check their vowel shape from time to time in the mirror. I double-check all kinds of things in the mirror. My smile, the color of my teeth. No, I'm kidding. But it's good to always, you know, if you're standing there shaving or something, check your vowel shape. Especially if you shave with shaving soap and not an electric, you can get a very graphic illustration, the white against the other color. So if you use an electric, you should switch so that you can check your vowel shape. Self-sacrifice, whatever. All right? I want us to sing then. We sung ah. Sing ah again. Sing oh. Now notice how far down your jaw is dropped. This class does not have a problem with jaw dropping. That's good. Some people you sing, ah, oh, e. Now notice how far down your jaw is though for ah and oh. It stays down there for oo and e too. Sing ah, oh. There's the only change was in the shape here, right? Yep, I got the cap on. This happened. We don't want it to happen again, do we? Especially green. That would be just grotesque indeed. Look like something from a sci-fi movie. We don't do that. Now we're going to go ah, oh, ooh. Keep your jaw down. Now that's a very good sounding ooh. See, that's an ooh that you can do something with. See, some people go, sing ooh. Ooh. There's no tone. See, ooh. If you drop your jaw, ooh. Open your mouth. You've got this big space in there to create tone. Otherwise, all the space is closed up and you... It's like It's like having a cigar box for a guitar box instead of a big guitar box. See, you need the big resonating cavity. Now, some of us have more cavities than others to resonate in. But we won't discuss that. Let's go ah, o, e. Ready?
Ah, o, e.
No, I saw some of you almost make a mistake. Some of you went
ah, o, e.
Okay? Lips go wide. Jaw comes up. Incorrect. Lips stay the same. Back changes.
Hi.
Now that sounds much nicer, especially the lady that was a nice little E sound that doesn't sound like little silver splinters going everywhere. Break something with some people's E vowel. Now, A, A. We talked about A. It is the Italian E. Pronounced A, but not A. Right? Kind of look at it more like this. A. Sing A, A. Ready? No, don't don't scoop up to the pitch and don't attack late. Ready? You're too tight. You're too tight. There's not going to be any color to your tone. It's too see, it's real dark. More life, a little more smile to the tone. Good effort, though. I appreciate that. I appreciate any good effort. Because when you tell someone, sings, drop your jaw. No, drop your jaw. Drop it down by your knees. I like effort. You know, do something radical and then we can fix it. You know what I mean? But if you do nothing, we can fix nothing. It's like, soprano, sing for me. Sing again. No, sing. People are afraid of me. I don't know why. What are we doing? A. Very good. No, A. Okay. A. Short vowel sound. Incidentally, we'll do these twice this year. We'll do them this semester and then next semester. But we're familiarizing you now with them for the sake of tone. Later, we'll be familiarizing you with them again much more graphically for the sake of articulation, blend, and stuff. In fact, that's one thing we're going to do in this class quite early on is an actual blending of the choir and give you regular seats. Blending. And that you'll want to take notes like mad during because you'll need to do it someday. And if you've never done it, it's like, I don't know why I do it. Like she said back there, our voice fights. You can go, oh, that's too bad, you know. Sit with someone else. But that doesn't necessarily solve the problem. You need to know how to actually blend a group, and this group here is going to be quite interesting. Ah, it. Good ah sound?
Ah, it.
Very good. A little too thin in some people's voice over here. Sing just gentlemen. Ah, as in that, at, and mat. Ah. Very good in the ladies. You're working really hard at it, ladies. I appreciate it. Here's a good one. Ah, hardly any difference. Quite good. Your ah's a little ah-y anyway. Ah, eh, short E. And as in book, look, took, and schnook. That's a very hard one to sing, like Dallas Holmes sings it. Jesus, I'm an open Book. Book. Like boo. And won't you come in and take a look? You know. It's actually And you need to somehow sing it like that. It's like some people can't sing a short so they sing E instead. I love him. Him who? It's him. And you need to learn to sing every vowel as it's supposed to sound in English. There are those choral conductors who don't know exactly how to blend their group. So instead they make all the English vowels Latin. And that's incorrect. Some of them should sound like Latin vowels, but some of them shouldn't. I, e, a, e, and e are totally foreign to Latin or Italian. They are as English, and that's about all they is. Also, the European languages have other goodies in them, like the umlauts, which is just a ball to sing, let me tell you. E, sing that sometime, without sounding like an 049 airplane engine. Notice, the girls didn't get that at all. An 049 is a little engine about this big, around about that long. It goes on the front of a model airplane. It sounds like this. As you're going along, that's what they sound like. Or maybe like your weed whacker. You know. Okay, that's very good. You're doing very good on these. I really appreciate it. Now, can you do it on a piece of music? So take out I Can Do Nothing Else. Okay, this is in this key, playing A-flat chord, please. And the first pitch for everybody is E-flat. Right? One, two, three. I can do nothing else but praise you. My heart is full and whole. Next class is this. I want you to go home and look over this piece of material. This shouldn't take you more than 10 or 15 minutes. And I want you to sing it. Just sing it to yourself and listen to what you sound like. And ascertain which words are you singing improper vowels on. Like, taken with your beauty and your, and is a real baddie. We always sing that one, and, instead of and properly shaped. And then to figure out how to sing it right, sing ah, like we did, and then take that ah sound and apply it to the word and. Put it right there. I should talk to you a moment about diphthongs.
Yes, sir. You said you were going to put it on the sound on the board.
Vowels are ah, o, A, E. Also, F, is a half, as well as a couple more. I think that's they. A O U E A S I A A E. Those words next to them will help you to analyze them. But that's all the vowel sounds, I think, that we deal with in the English language. Right? Long I is diphthong. No, long I is not a vowel sound in itself. It is a diphthong. Diphthong L. D-I-P-H-T-H-O-N-G. And that's not something that you wear on the beach. That you dipped in the water with. A diphthong is two vowel sounds together, as in a, e, which is the proper noun I, or the physiological phenomenon I. Okay. Other diphthongs include boy, O-I, as in oi boy, or as in the word boy. And they also include, like, what else? English teacher, come up with some diphthongs. No, because you don't sing the E sound. In, you speak it, hey, but you sing it, hey. Well, if you noticed, I did sing it. But, well, yeah, okay. The word hey, day, and others are, in fact, diphthongs. You're right, English teacher. But the reason why I'm careful about that is because I want people to learn to sing the first half of that, which is the A sound without the E attached. And that's what I mean by a long A sound. Long A sound. The A without the E. A. Now, this vowel doesn't usually appear without the E sound after it. Not usually. But you sing on the first half. It is technically like A-Y is another diphthong. As in the word day. Okay? But you don't sing, but on all diphthongs, and the rule I'm going to give you, in all diphthongs, except where there's exceptions, you sing the first vowel sound predominantly and then attach the final vowel sound at the very end. Like, on the word I, you don't sing, I'm with you, but I'm with I'm. See? The very last little teeny bit of it is the other half of the diphthong. Right? Same with O, boy, like in the word boy. Boy. See? The final portion of the diphthong is like the final consonant of a word. See? Or if you were singing Detroit, you would sing Detroit. The E sound right at the very end. You sing the O sound. With day, you sing the E, not E, but E, which is the A sound. E at the very end. You put the E at the very end. Understand? Any other diphthongs you can think of? Owl.
Yeah. Or hour. As in O-U, as in hour.
Hora in Greek. Hora. This R is an A-U-R. See? It's
or round. Round. You sing on that. Ra, which is an ah sound.
Around me, not around me. B-U.
Very good. Beauty. That was one of the women I was thinking of. The E-U sound. E-U.
B-U. Now in this case, it is the Y-U sound, or the Y-U sound, actually.
Yoo-hoo.
Y, in this case, is sung first. This is an exception to the rule that I gave you. You sing the latter half the greatest amount. So the Y sound actually functions here, consonantally. How's that for a word? It is correct, I believe. Its function is consonantal.
Okay?
Y. Y. It's a consonant there. See, it functions as a consonant. It's like B-Y, 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 and then U is your vowel sound. Understand? Make sense?
Are we together? You'll need this in your notes as we will be discussing it in the next semester too.
And you want to haul it out of your notes to do that. Others that you can think of? I've never taught on this before. That's why it is not in my notes, which it will appear here after a bit. Okay? Now, we'll do some more music on Friday. I do want you to look this over, check your vowel sounds, and then we're going to sing you on it next week and see how you do. Thank you very much. God bless you. Where'd the roll book end up? A whole bunch of people didn't sign it. Where'd the roll book end up? Did your roll get it? Joanne didn't get it. You got it? Quick, send it through. As I mean, maybe you are.